Tip is controlled by Chillicothe. And Madison Williams works it. Right-handed dribble up top to Gilliland. High post to Graves. Takes a step inside and jump ball. So it got a hand up on her shot. And it's Vinton's basketball. That is Lindsey Doolin, the junior. So we've played 15 seconds. No score. Vinton's first possession as they cross the timeline. Over right side. Well, I just cannot see those numbers. Doolin underneath. Count it. That's the junior, Lindsey Doolin. First points of the game.
Lindsey Doolin for two.
And rely on Mr. Schaefer quite a bit for who scores for Vinton tonight, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure how he can see him.
Well, he's younger than I am, for one. Gilliland tries to pass inside, broken up by Vinton. Right wing tray for McAndrews doesn't fall. Chillicothe grabs the board. 2-0. Vinton leads it a minute into the game. Barnett, baseline right, works the wing now. In trouble, goes to the corner. To Williams. Madison Williams. Is that no? Yeah, that was a long-range deuce, nothing but net. Good-looking shot, Coach.
Absolutely. Vinton really comes out and guards you. They play really good man-to-man defense, but that was a great shot. Little rise up in the corner.
Vinton across the timeline. Musser brings it across the timeline. Gives it up top to Riddle. Hands it to McAndrews over to the left wing. Looking inside. Can't get it there. Up top, Riddle for three. Off the rim, no good. Nice board by Graves, and Mackey can really mix it up inside.
Absolutely. That was great positioning and a good rebound.
Williams between the circles, slows it down, looks over the floor. 6:14 left in the first. We're tied at 2 apiece. Chillicothe and Vinton girls. They lob it inside to Graves. Broken up by Vinton. Thought maybe she stepped out of bounds, but nice job of keeping it in bounds. And they go quickly down court to the right wing. Riddle leaves it, dumps it off inside. Broken up by Chillicothe. And here comes Aaron Gilliland and company. Still tied at 2 apiece. Right wing tray. No good for Madison Williams. Get my little volume adjusted there. And Vinton shows him how it's done. Left
Kenzie
Musser for three. And 5:27 left in the first. It is 5-2. Vinton with the lead. Gilliland across the timeline. Bounce pass to McKitty at the high post. Drives inside, dumps it over to Gilliland in the corner. Gives it back inside. Nothing develops there. Around the horn we go again.
Vinton is just making it so difficult to do anything.
They're just fundamentally sound.
They really are.
High post jumper. Graves doesn't get it to fall. Got a good look at the bucket. Couldn't connect. Vinton the rebound. You aren't going to get too many second chances and shots against Vinton.
Doesn't look like it.
Nice job. They lob it inside. Nice pivot move. And the senior, Doolin. There's Doolin the junior and Doolin the senior. And Vinton jumped out to a 7-2 lead now. 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. Maggie Graves up top. Over right side to Williams. Williams, nice drive, but a partially blocked shot. Spins out to Gilliland. Back to Williams for three. Didn't get it to fall.
This is one of those offensive rebounds.
And they get to go to the line. Maggie Gray. She's found the points a little bit tougher to come by the last couple of weeks. Teams have gotten her scout and realized that that's one of the players they need to stop for Chillicothe, and she's drawn usually the best defenders on the team.
I would say the word is out about her for sure.
And I haven't done a check, but I believe she has cracked the top 10 of free throws in a season made.
Is that right?
Yes. She has a knack for kind of feeling when a free throw opportunity is going to arise.
And shoots a pretty good percentage, too.
Yes, she does. Makes one there. 1 out of 2. It's a 4-point lead for Vinton now. 7-3 Lady Cardinals midway through the first. Pass tipped by McKitty. McKitty fighting for it. Comes up with it. Puts it up. Is fouled. Goes to the line. Good hustle by Samantha McKitty.
What a great individual effort. Still on one end. Gather the ball and go in and get fouled.
Number 40, Lindsey Doolin. That's her second.
Second foul on Lindsey Doolin.
shooting two, Samantha McKinney.
And I suspect she'll see the bench shortly. McKinney's first one is in.
Checking in for Benton, number 34, Morgan Delvin. Checking in for Chillicothe,
and
number 31, Haley Jones.
Haley Jones checks in for Chillicothe. And Vinton sends a couple of players in as well. And McKinney makes both of them. 7-5, Vinton by two. Lady Cardinals down. Right wing, Aaron Riddle up top to McAndrews. Around the horn we go again, baseline left. Up top, McAndrews. Three-pointer. It was noisy, but it fell in. Back up to a five-point lead, 3:38. And counting in the first, circle left. Chillicothe's Williams lobs it just outside the paint to McKinney. McKinney squares herself up, gets her own rebound, double-teamed, fights for it, still doesn't get it to fall. Good effort. Down court, top of the key now. Dribble drive inside, leaves it right wing. Nice little fake, dribble inside. That shot doesn't fall. I think that's Riddle. Oh, Madison Williams did everything but get it to fall through the hoop.
Coast-to-coast layup attempt.
10-5, still your score. Trying to post up Gilliland and McKinney had her double teamed on the low post, but someone reached in. I think that's going to be Gilliland.
First
team foul.
In for Benton. Number four, Deja Bernard. In for Chillicothe, Maggie Graves.
Deja Bernard checks in, a 5'6 freshman. Also in there, Morgan Doman, a 5'8 sophomore.
3-pointer, Aaron Riddle.
And Riddle makes a 3-pointer. And I think that's an area we may have to worry about defending is that perimeter.
Looks like we're going to have to step out and get on them for sure.
Barnett, free throw line. Off its mark.
At one point against Smithville, Benton hit 6 of 7 threes. So I definitely
think
that's something we're going to have to keep an eye on.
That's hardly fair. So Benton brings it across the timeline. Bernard. Bernard, top of the key. Works it over. Right wing to Riddle. Another three ball. Misses the mark that time. Chillicothe saves it from going out of bounds right into Benton's hands. Lob inside. Tipped, but they say out of bounds off of Benton. So
nice post defense by Maggie Graves there. Worked to the front. Was able to get position. Benton player knocked it out.
It's scary. I was going to say basically that. It was going to be shortened to nice low post defense by Graves, but and Maggie answers with a nice turnaround jumper at the high post. Maggie Graves for two. 13-7. Bernard across the timeline. Right wing to McAndrews. Back up top to Bernard for Benton. Minute 26 left in the first. Benton 13-7. Bernard right side, bounce pass inside, nothing for Doolin, and now she does find something to happen.
And great post position on her that time.
15-7. And that was, I said Doolin, that was actually Bernard that got the bucket there. Chillicothe loses it out of bounds, so Benton brings it across the timeline with a minute left in the first. Leading 15-7. Bernard left wing up top to McAndrews. Right wing to Bernard. Three-pointer. In and out for Riddle. Offensive rebound again for Benton. And then Chillicothe's Maggie Graves knocks it out of bounds.
Checking in for Chillicothe for McKenzie Barnett.
Barnett checks in for Gilliland. Give Aaron a little extra breather between quarters. Bernard inbounds it again. Right wing, quick move inside to Dolan. Outside three-pointer doesn't fall. Chillicothe comes up with a rebound.
See if Chillicothe wants the last shot of the quarter here.
24, 23 seconds. Williams works her way through traffic, dumps it off underneath to Graves, and Graves was fouled. And that's that extra sense that a good player has. You just know someone's around, probably going to foul, so let's throw up something to get to the line.
Definitely goes looking for the contact. Great pass by Matty Williams on that play.
Graves' first one is in. Maggie 2 for 3 at the line now. She's got 4 points. 7-point game, 19 seconds left in the first, 15-8. Trying to make it 15-9. Graves at the line. That one's in as well. Benton leads by 6. They cross the timeline with about 12 seconds left. Bernard accelerates to the paint, dumps it off, but broken up by Graves. Still loose basketball, 4-3 underneath, all alone. Ooh, that was just making something happen.
Making a play.
And it was Bernard with the bucket. We're at the half, 17-9, back after this on KCHI.